Stay tuned for Nightline Africa, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Ira Melman. The top U.S. diplomat makes an unannounced stop in Afghanistan. Afghan Foreign Minister Salahuddin Rabbani says his government is making every effort to advance peace and reconciliation, but those efforts will not bear fruit unless the Taliban comes to the negotiating table. He commented Saturday at the bilateral commission meeting with U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, who made an unannounced stop in Kabul during a tour of the Middle East and Asia. Support of efforts that could lead to the resumption of peace talks between the Afghan government and Taliban is one of the focal points for Kerry, who is also meeting with President Ashraf Ghani and Chief Executive Abdullah Abdullah during his one-day visit to Kabul. The so-called Quadrilateral Coordination Group, consisting of the U.S., Afghanistan, Pakistan, and China, has been trying to get peace talks moving. However, Taliban representatives refused to take part in the meeting that was planned for March. Kerry's trip to Afghanistan is part of a week-long trip to the Middle East and Asia that also includes an unannounced stop did yesterday in Baghdad. Belgian authorities confirmed the arrest of a sixth person Saturday in connection with the March 22nd bombings in Brussels without giving any details. A police raid was conducted Saturday in the central Brussels district of Etterbeek, but it is not clear whether the arrest was made there. In a series of raids Friday, Belgian police arrested five people, including Mohamed Abrini, suspected to be linked with the Brussels attacks on the city's airports and on a metro station. Belgian investigators are trying to establish if the 31-year-old Abrini of Belgium from Morocco is the third man dubbed the man in the hat. This is VOA News. Protest.